Hey, Story Pillar friends, it's me, Meg, grown-ups. If your family loves dogs and is on the lookout for more great storytelling podcasts to curl up and listen to together, check out our pod friend, The Adventures of Power Dog in Dogland. Join Power Dog and his pack as they encounter new creatures, work together to solve problems, and discover powers they didn't even know they had. You can find more information at powerdogadventures.com and listen wherever you get your podcasts. Also, grown-ups, if you and your kids are huge fans of planets, black holes, and all things space-related, definitely check out our pod friend, Reach, a Space Podcast for Kids. Each week, join hosts Brian Holden and Meredith Stepien for a family-friendly exploration of our galaxy and beyond. Guided by listener questions, Reach features interesting facts, fun at-home experiments, and interviews with experts from places like the Adler Planetarium and even NASA. If your family is ready for a fun-filled trip through the stars, you can listen wherever you get your podcasts. Okay, ready for the show?
Sneaky, freaky, peeky, your super cool chicken drill caterpillar best friend with red sneakers! What's shaking, crispy bacon? Ooh, it's almost Junie Moonie Toonie, which means it's almost summer, which also means see you later, school gator. And hello, gummy, sharky, snorkeling parties in my neighbor's pool! Which I may or may not have filled with lemonade. Anywho, Baby Blue, thanks for stopping by this week's Sneak Attack! We'll talk about where we're headed for next week's story. Here's some amazing-riveroo animal facts and laugh our macaroni mittens off at some amazing jokes. Ready? Next week, we're headed to the Yukon! Yukon! Yukon, I skate on a pond cause we're headed to the Yukon. The Yukon, the Yukon. What rhymes with Yukon? How about a little super memory spinach juice to get our mind melons rolling, huh? Glug, 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 glug. Okay, Yukon. I know, dawn, like the hour way too early in the morning when Sparky likes to practice her tap dancing routines. Wontons, like those little things that come in soup. Pom-poms. Oh, mastodons, those really strong, slightly short, woolly mammoth things that lived like 80 bajillion years ago in the snow. Hold on to your sock rockets, people. I've got it. Let's wake up at dawn, eat 500 trajillion wontons, wave our pom-poms, and ride a mastodon all the way to the Yukon. The Yukon is a region in the extreme northwestern corner of Canada in the Northern Hemisphere. The Yukon borders the U.S. state of Alaska to the west and two other Canadian regions, the Northwest Territories to the east and British Columbia to the south. It's covered in mountains, rivers, lakes, and tundra, a frozen treeless plain covered with snow and ice and scrubby tough little plants called lichen. The Yukon actually is known for being ice-tastically chillicious, and during its freezy-weezy period, it's actually the coldest place in North America. Like in February 1947 in a town called Snag, when it was 63 degrees below 0 Celsius or 81.4 degrees below 0 Fahrenheit. Forget your fireplaces. We'll need a whole bootload of lava to stay warm. Quick, someone throw me a volcano. I'm freezing my cheesy kneesies off here, people. Anywho, chicken shoe. Another cool thing about the Yukon con is that in winter, when the northern hemisphere is facing away from the sun, in Whitehorse, the only actual city in the Yukon, they only have 4 hours of daylight on the winter solstice, or the shortest day of the year. Oh, and parts of the Yukon that are north of the Arctic Circle can have something called a polar night, when the sun doesn't rise above the horizon for sometimes months at a time. Which means, Tiny Beans, that if you lived in the Yukon and you could only tell time by the sun, but there was no sun, your parents might think it was bedtime all the time and you'd be stuck in your room surviving on moldy water and rotten Swiss cheese. Dun, dun, dun! Just kidding. People in the Yukon have clocks and socks and rocks. Speaking of people who live in the Yukon, the Gwich'in are an indigenous nation that has lived in the Yukon for as long as 20,000 years. Holy old toes, am I right? The Gwich'in live in villages throughout the Yukon, even in places where there aren't any roads. If you wanna take a little trippy-whippy and say, howdy-ho, Auntie Flo, you might have to take a plane or a canoe to get there. So saddle up your paddles, people. We ride at dawn. Nowadays, the Gwich'in live in modern houses and apartment buildings, but in the pasty-wasty, they made houses either from logs and earth or from tents made of caribou hides stretched over wooden frames. Speaking of the merry fairy caribou, they happen to be a really, really important part of the Gwich'in culture. Every smevery spring and fall, when migrating caribou herds pass through their lands, the Gwich'in hunt the animals not only for meat, but for making clothing and shelter and boots and even teapots. Basically, Tiny Bee, the Gwich'in make use of every inch of the caribou, from its frosty fur down to its toasty toesy-wosies or hooves. And they actually smactually have 150 different words to describe each and every caribou part. Oh, and in case you've never seen a cariwary hairyboo, picture a regular deer wearing a shaggy brown sweater, a fuzzy white scarf, and ginormous moose antlers. Oh, and unlike other species of deer, male and female caribou both have antlers, which they use for defense, but also to scrape snow off of trees and plants that they want to munch on. Ooh, monkey shoe. Kind of like the yaks in Mongolia that we talked about in episode 3.1. Caribou have special features that help them survive in freezing cold temperatures, like hollow hooves they use to scoop the snow so they can nibble on the lichen growing underneath, or thick double-layered fur that keeps their bodies roasty toasty even in a blizzard. Oh, and they even have a special bone in their noses that warms the air they breathe in before it hits their lungs. Like having a heater in your face. Hey, Carly Caribou, I'm cold. Let me use your face. Oh, and I almost forgot. Caribou have musical knees. Their leg joints naturally make a clicking sound when they walk. So, when they're traveling in herds with over 200,000 other caribou, they use their leg clicks to communicate. Steady, soft clicks mean we're walking. Click, everything's cool. Click, literally click. But a loud, fast click means danger. Click, click, danger. Click, click, wolf pack at 12 o'clock. Something like that. And moving on, sparkly swan, now it's time for my favorite part, joke time! Joke number one. What do you call a caribou stuck in a really bad thunderstorm? Give up? Tornado! Get it? Because caribou are deer and female deer are does, so a thunderstorm plus a lady deer equals a tornado! I'm so good at this! Woo! Okay, chicken tray, joke number two. What do you get when you cross an icicle with a polar bear? Did you get it? A burger. Get it? Burr, as in icicle and grr as in polar bear, and put them together and what do you get? A burger and fries. I'm a double, please, Tammy. Jokes are the best. Jokes with you are the best of rest-a-roo. Am I right? Okay, that's it, potato chip grown-ups. Don't forget to stop by our Ko-fi page if you're interested in supporting more fantastic episodes of Storypillar. Oh, and Defaroonie Toonie, stop by our online Storypillar store at storypillarstore.threadless.com and load up on all kinds of amazing swag featuring yours truly and Meg and Sparky and Beanie Queenie Genie. Oh, and if you're interested in sharing an unstick trick for the second half of Story Pillar Season 3, have your grown-up email us at info.storypillar.com. They can also head to the episode notes for links to all the amazing things we talked about on today's episode. Alrighty, nutty ready. Thanks for joining me for this week's sneak attack. I can't wait to laugh my armpit freckles off with you next time. Bye. I love you.
Hey, Story Pillar friends. Grown-ups, if you love the news, or most of it anyway, and want your kids to love the news too, check out Newsy Paloozy, a news podcast for smart kids and curious adults. Here are Leela and her mom, Lindy, with everything you need to know.
Hello, hello, I'm Leela Shivshanka Prickett, and this is my mama.
I'm also called Lindy Prickett.
We produce the only world news podcast for kids, Newsy Paloozy.
Though a lot of adults like it, too.
Because we don't just do politics. Nope, there's so much more happening in the world, like art, culture,
and sports news,
and loads of science.
And by science, we mean up in space, down in the sea, animals roving the earth.
Like the four-legged whale that used to roam Egypt, or the bumblebee who befriended a British girl.
Or the sheep versus lawnmower debate, as well as the latest in tech, from electric vehicles to AI helping art. You name it, we cover it.
It's the coolest pool of news and information.
Come on and take a dip in.
Newsy Paloozy.